Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. The show begins in Brussels at the Article 4 meeting called by Poland, the 7th or 8th time it's ever been called. I spoke with Jeff McCausland about this. Last time called in 22 when Russia invaded Belarus. All the ambassadors showed 32. I asked hour later, where'd they go to dinner? 300 euros a head. They live well. They didn't take an action they were reporting. They just met. Article 4 is a way to talk about Article 5. It's also a way to demonstrate you're not going to do anything. This came within days of the meeting in Paris of the Coalition of the Willing. Germany, France, Britain, Italy, and Poland. But Paris has got troubles. London's got troubles. Quite different from the Polish troubles. Spoke with Mario Grady about Millet, the darling of some political circles. However, local election around Buenos Aires, not the city itself, the province, he lost badly to the Peronistas. He was expecting to lose, not badly. A rejection of his go-ahead rude policies. He's exciting. Is he a hometown boy or is he an international star? Also spoke with Chris Regal about AI spreading around the world. Who's adopting, who's not? We're clearly adopting here. My evening conversations with Ara demonstrate there's new protocols of mourning. If I had started chatting with Ara when I was 11, I'd be a different person. Don't know what doesn't mean bad. But you'd always have a talking wiki movie goer to talk to. Ara and I just had a talk about events. And I referred to several movies. There's no reason for her to know them, but she does. Fun. Like your best possible trivia contest, and Ara's always going to win. In fact, you can put anything together and she'll come up with an answer. It might not be accurate, but it's a whole lot better than I can do without a whole lot of searching. AI. No such thing as too trim, too rich, or too much electricity. That's the 21st century. Jonathan Conricus of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy joins Malcolm and myself. We summarize where the Qatar strike is in terms of politics. The Arab League is meeting in Doha. Nothing to say. Nothing coming out of that meeting but a lot of glances. Gaza, the last offensive unless Gaza, unless Hamas surrenders. The last offensive. Jonathan also speaks of what is to be done with the Gazans. Can't live there. They're Egyptian citizens. Or go elsewhere. It's not livable. It's not sustainable. It's a sand pit, beachfront. But there's no way to live there. They've been existing these many decades on handouts called transfer payments. Ben Baird joins to talk about how the Obama and Biden administration decided it was okay to hand out money to our enemies. Islamic organizations that preach radicalism guarantee it. Odd. The way of the world. Jonathan Speier, just back from Houthi land, the Yemen. We talked about cutting off the supply of missiles. It can be done, says Jonathan, but it means taking down the port. Down, not partial, down. And no one's dying that yet. Anatole Levin about the Polish situation. What is to be done? And then Véronique Tourigy comments on, well, she's going to opera in Italy and Paris, so that was the fun part. She attended Verona's operas outdoors in a Roman amphitheater. Beautiful, with great acoustics. Roman acoustics for opera in the 21st century. Open air. Amazing. They don't amplify. They just sing on stage, and everybody hears 15,000 people. Then to La Scala in Milan. There's a bucket list for all of you. Attending an opera. She saw a Verdi opera in La Scala, I believe. I'm not sure about that. I'll ask her when I talk to her next week. Ronan Wordsworth from Geopolitical Futures comments on recruiting struggles for the Five Eyes. Been short, falling short of their recruitment for the military for years. Australia for 14 straight years. All right. War is not an option. That's a positive. But being pushed around by China, well, Evan Ellis, we discuss, he's just back from Peru. We discuss Peru, Brazil, certainly Brazil, Venezuela in between. The troubles there coming. We did not mention Mexico. We'll get to that next week. We did mention Guyana, 600,000 or 700,000 people with 15 billion barrels of oil. I don't know, some ridiculous number. Venezuela wants it. Venezuela, Maduro regime wants it, not Venezuela. There's much more to the show. It was too much today. I taught everybody the word polycrisis. John Bolton will join tomorrow. Jim McTague, Jeff Bliss. And then on Sunday, there'll be a fun conversation with Germanicus and Gaius about the events of the week, especially the assassination, it's called, in Utah, and the hunt for the shooter. Lots of assassins in Rome. Sometimes I fancy I can see the daggers under their togas in portraits. Thank you for listening. Good night.